Good day once again, everybody, here on Audio Boo. Hans here with another Boo on this day, February 17th, 2013. What I thought I would talk about, since it's still Sunday in many parts of North America, here at least in Canada and the U.S., it's still about 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:30 on the West Coast. What I wanted to do is talk about what it means to be a Christian. Most of you, probably none of you, really know, except for maybe a couple people, that I am a Christian. As of November of last year, I was talking to my then fiance, who's now my wife, Delma, and we were actually on Skype, and she talked to me some about God and Jesus before, and of course, I've had different people over the years talk about the Lord and Jesus and my beliefs and all that. But anyway, how it happened that I actually did ask Jesus into my heart was we just been having a spat, when I kind of a disagreement or spat or something that we tried to resolve, and I had just made a statement saying that, well, you know, if you can forgive me and move on, like, you know, like Jesus Christ forgave and forgave. And she said, and she just came out and says, so does that mean you believe in God? And I said, Jesus? And I said, yes, I do. And so I just kind of said, well, and she said, I ask him into your heart. And I just sort of stopped and just kind of, they're just right on Skype. I said, pray. I said, God, I ask you, Lord, I know I've done wrong, and I hope you'll forgive me for all my sins and come into my heart. And she just really got emotional and broke down and cried, and she was happy and just like, wow, praise God. And it was all happy, and she was really happy, and she said they'd been praying for a long time. And I know others over the years had been praying for me too. And my thing that I was holding off on was because of the fact I'd seen so many Christians, born again especially, that would completely changed. They would, you know, they were really good people and all, like really nice, but they would also not listen to any regular music. All they seemed to want to listen to is Christian music and read only the Bible and Christian and only Christian material and stuff like that. To me, if you're a Christian, you believe in God and you know that Jesus Christ is in your life and in your heart and has forgiven us for all our sins. And in doing so, we give us a strength. We have faith in Him, and we know that He will guide us through life. And I don't see why we cannot still listen to much of the music on the radio or watch a lot of the television we do. No, we don't need to watch all this filth and some of the stuff that's on TV today. A lot of the stuff that's crap on TV. I can understand being careful about some of that and some of this music that's rap and hip hop and stuff like that with the. It seems to be that just like the media and society and as a whole seems to be more tolerant of thing about of a lot of the immoral values. And I think that's what's wrong, because I think society seems to be steering away from that. But anyway, my belief is that is being good to other people is definitely one quality. And accepting other people for who they are, no matter what. That is what Jesus Christ did, accepted everyone and still accepts everyone, and we ask, as long as we ask Him into our hearts and forgive. I know for myself and others like myself, it's hard to forgive some people for some of the things that we've been through and all, but I know that it's something we need to do if we want to be a good Christian. And also look for the good in others, which is one thing I done and do and always have done. Even people that have been like slow or mentally challenged or anything like that, I always look for the good in people. And I was there doing that at school and such all throughout life. I always tried to look for good, and I would always be told about, oh, there's so and so, they're this way, or this is, you know, they got this problem or that, whatever. I don't worry about that, because I know that, yes, they have some of their the people have quirks, but we're all not perfect. and basically know the commandments, the Ten Commandments: thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie or bear false witness unto thy neighbor, love thy neighbor as thyself. The rest of the commandments, all that, like don't steal, don't be envious. Can't remember how the others are worded, but time constraints. I've already run out. But just a lot of the good things, like look for good in people, and I think this is going to have to go into a second boo, because I think I need to say a little bit more, and the 6-minute time limit is just not going to be enough. So this will carry into boo number 2. So I'll see you all over there.